my name on the back of my belt. Believe there's a God to save me from hell. And dirt roads are made for country boys like me.
They took her baby.
Don't believe in politically correct.
She had her baby.
If you want a piece of me,
CPS tacker.
Better have a set. A rifle and a four-wheel drive is all I need.
Okay, let's get me a rhythm.
January.
Nelson's gonna let him bleed today. He's going into shock.
And it's good for you. Take your Terramax today.
President business enveloped by a cloud of drones descending from the sky.
That's the most disorganized.
I would never let my kids read Chronicle SU.
And I'll say it right to the camera. Stop it.
Hold it, mate.
You want to do this right now?
I write to the propaganda for the right wing.
You are fake news.
And I smoke in the weed.
You're going to get this Terramax out. We're gonna live a clean life.
Yes, I go into a dissociative state because
you're tuned in to Hate Radio, broadcasting all across the galaxy. Break out the Terramax and put your kids to sleep. Here's your host, Hate Set.
Hello and welcome to an all-new episode of Chronicle.su Hate Radio. Radio Hate is brought to you proudly, as always, by Liebel Droker Incorporated. The evil conglomerate, multinational conglomerate that is known around the world for being a dominating force in politics and the economy and oppression and being a landlord to hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people around the world as they continue to acquire cheap properties, make tiny, minuscule improvements to them, and then triple the rent. It's cold as a motherfucker in New York City right now. Happy New Year, everybody. It's so fucking cold that earlier, last night I fell asleep with the audio mixer on. I made the choice to leave it on because it generates some heat. And then I had the idea today, I was like, well, my feet are cold, so let me just launch World of Warcraft over here and fucking run it in the background. And I went to the most populated city and I left it there and I could hear my graphics card whining. Like, please don't do this to me. But I put my hand over it, and sure enough, it was pretty fucking warm coming out of there. I checked the temperatures. Everything was fine. All temperatures were nominal. But it was just a nice little something to put your hand over, you know? Something besides a prostitute's head. Speaking of human trafficking, Elon Musk is being accused of buying boosted hardcore Path of Exile 2 characters and then going on stream struggling to play them. That's just today's news. He's also doing all kinds of horrible shit, but that's at least something that takes us back to the days of when he would wear a black leather trench coat and try to look like Neo from the Matrix, look like a fucking Magic the Gathering asshole. This news comes by way of Sal Boccia, our top Elon reporter in the field. The California wildfires. What's up, JRA? The California wildfires are fucking, the wind is blowing the fire up the mountain and down the next side of it. Every fucking neighborhood, every $7 million house, just one after another, they're popping like popcorn, dude. How sad are the bankers when a wildfire takes your house instead? Speaking of disasters, there was a drone strike was performed in the Middle East on a funeral in the Middle East after American officials deemed it too sad. They said, this shit is too sad. Where's the... I don't even... It's a Predator drone, right? It's a good name for a killing machine. Now, did Israel make their own Predator drones to oppress Gazans, or was that from us? And we were just like, no, use this, dude. You see that little boy trying to get to the fucking water barrel in the center of the square? What do you think the Predator drone was made for? Fucking fighting actual wars? Also, from the repression blooper reel, a religious fundamentalist was going to throw acid on a woman, her hair wasn't covered, and wouldn't you know it, he didn't see the glass in front of the shop window. The shit splashed back on him, disfiguring his own stupid face. tonight's episode is about Doug Jackson, SV Seeker. I think a lot of us with like weird relationships with our fathers probably look at Doug Jackson like as like a representative of shitty, like malformed, stopped maturing at a certain point, but like for some reason he's in charge of you type of guy. Like he's a stand-in for that archetype. And everybody talks about deadbeat dads, right? But what about the kids who just aren't worth child support? That's what I always think. Like, there's some shitty kids out there that, like, a dad should walk away from. And I gotta wonder, like, if... because the way Seeker acts and the way he just throws caution into the wind, I bet the reason he's on a boat in the water is because he sank a live one into some poor, unsuspecting broad and some landlubber and got away with it. And we're gonna talk more about what he's been doing with his seed and the various places that it goes and the... before we started the show, there was a debate on whether what he did with the vacuum cleaner was in fact an abortion because a vacuum cleaner was involved. And you typically, you know, when you go into the Planned Parenthood, if you can get past the line of protesters, you can go in there and they put a vacuum hose up your snatch. Now, Billy was talking about why don't we have a Hate Radio YouTube channel? Well, it's because in the first 5 minutes. This is the sound coming out of it. Their algorithm is like, no, you're demonetized. Like, you're not even going to fucking appear in a search result. Forget about money. And they already pulled funding from Internet Chronicle goddamn 12 years ago. They decided no more. Because they owed us one triple-digit check, and they were like, all right, let's see who we're paying. And they said nope. And I appealed it, nothing. And Bill wants to put us on YouTube so they can, we work for them for free some more? We already... All right. We work for Liebel Droker now. Why do we give a fuck about what Google wants? But if I was to do a YouTube show, I'm thinking of a slapstick cartoon called Looney Goons, where the characters mangle and mutilate their little tiny cocks and painfully misguided attempts to milk pre from the micro. Pre from the micro. I haven't been jerking off lately. Not myself, no. I've decided to carry this nerd... oh, man, I fucked it up. I decided to carry this nut to term. I'm sorry. Which is better than Doug Jackson can say. He's busting nuts into vacuum cleaners. I've been petting rabbits to death. Doctors once believed the mental illness in my brain was caused by demons in the patient's skull that can't get out, but thanks to advancements in modern medicine, special drills can now make a hole in the head, letting all those nasty demons out. We're going to bring Bill on in just a minute, but one thing that I wanted to mention was the other day, like it was like January 1st, I was walking to Burger King, and right on my block, like right outside my door, there was a guy just laying in the street. He was in the bike lane. He was halfway over the bike lane into the fucking traffic lane. I thought he was dead. I thought he'd been shot because that's the only way a guy makes his way into that position in the middle of the street. He was in the bike lane. And there was nobody else around. I'm like, did somebody just fucking murk this guy and leave him? And so I'm standing there looking at him. Actually, first I walked by and I was like, wait a minute, I'm the only person that's seen this. So I double back and I'm standing there looking at him, and I realize now that a couple people also have seen him. I didn't want to roll him over, dude. I didn't want to discover the dead guy. Too much death in my life already in 24. And there was like some Karen was calling the police, but she was having trouble with her phone. She asked me to. I don't call 911. I said... I told her, no, I already tried. Same thing happened to me. It just makes that sound. Sorry. Anyway, she's on the phone, not getting anywhere. This other guy comes up, and he's on so much drugs, he also thinks that this guy is like a dead guy. And she's like, you call 911. He goes, no, I'm too high on drugs. I'm not getting involved in this. A third guy comes up. Finally, somebody has the balls to roll this guy over. And this is a very non-Doug Jackson thing to do. And he like reached his hand down, and he was like, nope, nope. He's breathing. This guy's alive. He's overdosing. So me and that guy, we try to get him out of the street, and he's so fucking heavy. He's dead weight. a third guy had to grab his legs, and like the three of us fucking carried this guy onto the sidewalk, and I rolled him over, and I looked at his face, and I said, "Doug Jackson, is that you?" No, it was I'm just playing. We got him to the sidewalk. I heard Karen making her phone call as I walked away, and before I even got to Burger King, coming down Knickerbocker was his ambulance. There was his ride. So everything worked out. His ride was on the way. I thought, no way that guy was alive. And he had like a little bit of shit coming out of his nose, but it was also 20 degrees. I think he was overdosing, and it just kept on him. It just crept up on him, you know? Dropped him where he stood. But he was in the shape of a dead body. Had a nice Christmas. Thanks to all my friends who are listening to this, who came over. I wasn't planning on a Christmas party, but I loved the turnout. There was just a bunch of people showed up, so that was fun. That really warmed my heart. You know, the next day I was like the Grinch after his heart grew too big and it burst through my sternum, and it left a volcano-shaped flowering hole in my chest. We had an energetic discussion that night about CEO shooter Tony Mangione, who denied and deposed some executive cunt in the city. I heard that he was giving all his commissary to the other prisoners. That also made people very happy. And consensus in the apartment was, we like him. It is so funny that the news won't fucking just acknowledge that people liked what happened. Like, he had a family. Yeah, and so did the fucking million people that he let die or sentenced to death because, or made like get operations without anesthesia. It's a new year. It's a new whatever the fuck. No changes. We've learned nothing from the past, and we march forward blindly into the darkness of a bright new day. Anyone else's eyes darting around in terror and confusion as time just keeps passing? Not me. I'm smarter than the doctors, scientists. I've done my research. I'm sorry about you guys, though, in the chat. We'd like to congratulate the site sponsor, who at AxisFlip.com, for all your Bitcoin, whatever you do over there. She found her full-size Mercury Grand Marquis sedan. It was recently recovered. She just flew into Reno, Nevada to pick it up. Some ne'er-do-wells seem to have stolen her Grand Marquis. She's out there collecting it as we speak. Previous Hate Radio guest in front of the show, Giorgio's in L.A. tanking that firestorm with his two babies. Congrats on the new little one, Giorgio. His house probably smells like fire right now. Jimmy Carter just about got stabbed to death at his funeral. Tonight's episode is going to be a motherfucker because Bill's about to come on. We're gonna jump to a quick commercial break. We're going to put our thoughts in order. THOTS. We're going to order them by height. And then when we get back, we'll discuss maybe some more objectifying features of theirs and some things that, like, Doug might have in mind for them. Not us, but Doug would do that. And one more thing. We're just going to check in on the hellhole real quick and see if they're still being tortured down there, the souls of the damned in hell. How's it going down there? What's that? I can barely hear you. Can you speak up? You know what? I can't make heads or tails of that. What the fuck was that? Was that my grandma? I think I heard my grandma down there. And my cat. I definitely heard a cat meowing. They're all talking at once. Okay, hey guys, this is Hate Radio. Let me find if there's anything else I need to address before we jump to the break. I'm gooning my micro, and maybe I'll get there. I've been edging all day, but during the break, we'll see what happens. Radio Hate is brought to you by Liebel Droker and SV Seeker, as you'll find out in just a few minutes.
You should never argue with a la-la-la-la-la-la. You gotta know by now. You should never argue with a crazy la-la-la-la-la. You gotta know. You gotta argue with a crazy la-la-la-la-la. You gotta know by now.
okay, okay. Chasing venture paper, like with Twitter get. Sick of arguing with white dudes on the internet. When I'm gassing my own black past, like how a wig get. I like to slow it down with a marijuana cigarette, occasionally with powders in it. Yes, talcum fresh, yeah, good hair. You could say I'm Malcolm-esque. Like the tresses, like the dresses, flowy and sexy. Spin off, blow up, Joni and Chechny. Yeah, ride Martha to the Georgia Dome. Caucasian wars, cream topical like cortisone. Leave a message on my phone, I'm only sort of home. The rest of me is sort of in the zone where the dodos roam. They're all up on a tube, no protostome. Hacksaw, slack jaw, like they short a chromosome. Leave your boy alone like Michael LaToya Holmes. A rich interior world's a joy to own. Cause you should never argue it up. La 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 la. You better know that. Yeah, you should never argue it up. Crazy la 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 la.
I get around like a vinyl, all sales final, Lionel, Richie. I'm so gangsta, prissy, chicks don't wanna fuck with me. Get me, people seem to let me get away with wildin' like I won an Emmy, Grammy, Tony, Oscar, Rasta, imposters, mangoes, Trinidad attorneys, burning, SNS turning, learning, cultures, culture, vultures, sculptures, nature, nurture, public freakouts. If you got a problem, find me, speak out, speak out. Dead in the middle, a little somber, dosa, told ya, find me blowing doja. No more smoking doja, you should know now, know how I do what I do. I drink, I think, I chew, two blues, one pink. You should ba 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 be ba be ba 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 boo boo ba ba. You should ba 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 be ba. You should ba 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 be ba. You should ba 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 be ba. Boo ba 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 be ba ba ba. Bing 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 bang 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 bang. Boo ba 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 be be ba ba. Boo ba ba ba. Boo ba 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 be ba ba ba. Bing 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 bing. Boo ba 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 da be da. Boo ba ba ba. Boo ba ba ba. Boo ba ba ba. Bing bang bang bang. Bing bang bang bang.
When you were little, watching SpongeBob, did it make you want to go on a big adventure? Well, now you can, with Doug Jackson aboard the research and science vessel SV Seeker. But wait, that's not all. You get to cut up your turds, dump the black water into people's backyards. Hey now, that's very funny. Plus, experience firsthand the excitement of drone duty. Leave the bottled water at home, pumpkin. Be prepared for the most awkward and forced communication, playing second fiddle to homunculus retard, the likes of which not even Pirates of the Caribbean villains would go near. Doug Jackson of the SV Seeker. Experience the thrill of adventure, the danger of the high seas, and surviving hurricanes simply by chance on a boat that can't outrun one forecast 2 weeks in advance. It's not really for science, it's just because. Now whip your dick out, pumpkin, because the shot back is ready. Wait, he fucked the shop down? It says here he fucked the shop. The SV Seeker! Cut that turd, Pudge!
Video. I'm just going to talk for a little while. I'm going to let you know why I'm not on YouTube anymore, too. A lot of you have been waiting for that.
Hey, Bill. Let's get you all mic'd up here. Are you wearing your lav mic?
What's going on?
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Oh, you sound
good.
But
I'm missing my SV Seeker YouTube channel.
Dude, I can hear you in a way I've never heard you before.
Oh, that's... I don't know what you mean by that.
I don't know what I mean by that
YouTube,
either.
I don't know if people... out here, I've been viewers of SV Seeker or the aware of the DIY kind of movement on YouTube, but SV Seeker is a boat. It's a sailing vessel. That's what SV stands for, right?
Sailing Vessel Seeker.
Is are you trying to tell me something's wrong with my mic or
I don't mean to put any weird shit in your head, but other people are hearing it all of a sudden, and it's like,
what is it? What are you talking about?
Well, it's like you're in stereo, but one of the channels is slightly behind the other, is the way I feel it. It doesn't matter. It's kind of cool. It sounds like you are a voice in my... Yes, exactly, Brian. Yeah, because it's like, Billy, it's like you're coming from every direction or something. It's very odd. It's like you're controlling the weather right now.
Okay. I'm trying to tell the viewers... about what we're going to talk about tonight. The boat, the internet
seeker,
the YouTube channel, Sailing Vessel Seeker. It's a motor sailor, 74 foot, handmade, Oklahoma built, drug down the Mississippi through every sandbank at its lowest point, out at New Orleans into the Gulf and now into the Atlantic. And Doug Jackson is the character that has animated the whole thing. He's creator of this YouTube channel. He works. He's an incredible kind of force of inspiration for the world. Right? He tells everyone, get out there and do it yourself. You don't need to read those books. You don't need to be a professional. You don't need to do things right. You can always fix them later.
And part of his whole thing is, like, he does really shitty work, and he thinks that's money in the bank because I'm going to have to fix that later and I can make a video on it.
Well, here's the thing. Things started to go sideways at some point in the project where he became too engaged with his audience, you could say. He's basically obsessed with the trolls, I would say, and the comments in YouTube and controlling them. And people would say, oh, don't do this that way. It's going to cause you trouble later. Or, oh, if you do that way, you might have an explosion and hurt yourself. He made an explosion with pyrotechnics, actors, a fake doctor, fake x-ray of his head, and told all his fans for several days that he'd been injured, okay? And that was the first moment when a lot of people started to look at the channel differently, like, oh, this isn't... Maybe this guy is less harmless than he seems, you know? And you could kind of see in his, like, horrible, dangerous designs that this guy really doesn't care too much for people, and he constantly talks bad about mothers and...
he doesn't like moms
videos. He just does not. They're like, the boat stands against motherhood. That's the whole thing about it.
Now that's surprising, because Doug, well, he does seem to be missing something in a way that you don't normally see. Like, usually you see somebody without a father, and that person you can tell. But you rarely see somebody without a
Doug
mommy.
Doug idolizes his father.
That's
Doug
my point. That's what I'm saying, Bill. This guy is anti-mommy.
He tells all these really strange, kind of pointless stories about his dad doing stuff that don't go anywhere, and how hilarious it was that his dad didn't tighten down some shit on the back. His, like... deer stand on the back of his thing, and they just left it in the road behind them and kept on driving after it fell off. Just crazy little things like that. But okay, so we have a controversial YouTuber here who's built this boat. It's a bad boat. We laugh at the boat. We laugh at his foibles and his personal shortcomings and sit around and do armchair psychology, like, oh, look, his father and his mother,
yeah, his mommy,
blah blah blah, you know,
mommy didn't hold him.
That's so exciting to me. No, that's not, you know, okay, that's great and all, but
we'll come back to the mom thing.
Let's get you up to the story. That stuff, I'm not into that crap.
Let's see here.
But the stuff about that we got to get to, the news is his YouTube channel's been banned. He started talking crap about his crew.
I wish
we got the echo is going to be on your end if there's an echo, because I don't have any echo.
I think I fixed it.
Okay, that's great.
Let me see. Oh man, it's all fucking weird now. It's all fucking weird now. Yeah.
Well, that's too bad.
It's too bad. It's too bad. It's just
it's
so
too bad for the listeners.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
well,
this is on the listeners.
I see. It sounds like they can still hear what I'm saying, but old Doug, he's put his dick in the vacuum cleaner, put it on YouTube. We don't know if it was really a vacuum cleaner. There was some tool related. We have the footage. Can you play the footage for the people of him making this admission? So in his own words,
oh yeah,
he says this in his own words, and maybe you can work on my mic while you play out his video.
Let's see here. Do you know the timestamp where that happens?
It's going to be around a halfway in through the thing.
See, but if you buy something from the Etsy store, you support the Sea Chest Foundation. That makes you not a bilge rat, but technicality, you can still be a bilge rat because we love our bilge rats anyway. Go to the Etsy store and buy something that supports the Sea Chest Foundation. And Sea Chest is going to pay for all the food for these folks coming on the boat for a week down in March. I'm going to pay for the fuel because Coast Guard's a little flaky about that. I haven't understood that, but I'm not going to try. I'll just buy the fuel, but all the food and provisions for that trip while those people are on board is coming through the Sea Chest Foundation. For those of you that have already supported the Sea Chest Foundations, here's to you. Thank you very much. I think you might be able to buy a mug, too, like this one, okay? I'm not as good a salesperson as Betsy, but I'll have to do for today. Okay. Why I got kicked off. Okay, so I have a girlfriend now. Everybody thinks Betsy was a girlfriend. Betsy's girl slash friend. Betsy's a very good friend of mine. I love her dearly. Carol is girlfriend, right?
Oh, my God, dude. Betsy must be fucking
about... said that. Hold on. Pause it, and let's talk about this. Betsy... As far as I know, her and Captain Sea Money and Captain Brandon maybe have complete control over the Sea Chest money and how they spend the money. And Doug technically, I think, has no say and is not even on the board. Or if he is, he can be outvoted. So him saying, oh, the Sea Chest is going to spend on this and that, they may never, you know, I don't know if he's talking out of his ass here or what, but also this thing about Betsy. Everybody knows he was with Betsy. He's just saying, oh, it was a situationship, so it doesn't count. You know they were up to shit. Everybody does. It's not even a secret. Why is he denying her after the fact now? Well, let's hear about Carol and what he has to say about Carol.
You know, he monkey branched from Betsy to Carol, it seems like. And Betsy is kind of just like friend zoned now. He's out on a boat with fucking what's-her-face, and all she can do is just, like, sit and think, what did I just do with the last however many years with that motherfucker? And now I'm just his goddamn treasurer on the land.
I'd have somebody romantic back in my life again, but lo and behold, she found me. She's one of those people that's like, man, hats off to her. If you guys want to be in a relationship, make that your priority. That's what she did. She has this, I'll tell you what, this is bad. Well, it's good. She did this right. She has, like, note cards she keeps on guys that she's dated and talked to. And, you know, she indexes them. And there's 47 of those cards. I'm card number 48. Okay? So that's the way to do it. You dedicate yourself to something, and you can get it done.
He's like, you see there, Mommy? You see? That's how you do it, Mom.
She's been looking for somebody to travel with on a sailboat for a couple of years now. She's gone out and spent time with people, but, you know, like I said, I feel blessed every morning I wake up and she's still there.
And I bet Betsy is like, yeah, dude, I've been fucking taking care of you like that too. I just didn't put it on an index card like a fucking autistic retard.
Well, geez, that's a harsh thing to say about old
Carol,
but... Yeah. Carol is, wants to be there for a sailboat ride, right? She wants luxury. She wants to be on a yacht instead of on a, I think in her previous husband, she's a widow, right? He was just an RV guy. So she's looking to continue this like RV lifestyle, right? So he's just her ticket to luxury. And he's saying, you got to put your priorities, into the, you want to be in a relationship, do your, check your priorities. So think about that statement. He passed by that real quick at the start, but that's the one.
I love that he's an expert on priorities. And
well
Bill, let me just say real quick.
This is a research boat, right?
Billy.
And
Billy was saying that he is supposed to be, it was, which one's Ticket to Luxury did you say that was?
Carol.
Okay, he's Carol's Ticket to Luxury. But luxury, in Carol's eyes, is not sitting on a boat where you have to cut your shit down into smaller sized turds.
Well, every time Betsy came on the boat, Doug would have to rework the septic. And when Carol came on the boat, he had to rework the black water tanks again and replumb them and get a new pump for them.
Is that because her like, piss was like so stuff, the pH was wrong or something?
No.
From all the dicks.
His design was faulty. He built that black water tank out of a old PVC blue water tank that's like, you know, a 16th of an inch thick, if that. So it was a leaky, horrible system.
Got it.
Which made the whole thing smell like a sewer tank.
Okay.
And his upgrade, he upgraded it by changing in a thicker, fully cast tank where that has no seams or leaks for stuff to come through. And
sewage.
Yeah, yeah. So he had an actual sewage tank now, but he still hadn't fixed the pumping and the connections. So he was basically, he's on his second sewage system now. And curiously, Blackwater system, it only gets switched out, you know, every time Carol or Betsy are around, you know?
Yeah, because like he can live with the shit smell, but when a lady comes around, you got to clean it up a little bit.
Yeah, he doesn't care. It's just to him like a masculinity thing. You got to be tough and just endure it. He installed like a 3D printed urinal on the back of the boat. That was because I don't know why he did that.
Because he's fucking white trash, dude. Because he thinks he sees rednecks with crap in their yard and he thinks I could have that on my boat.
But this is kind of aside the point. This is all background about Carol and the situation with Carol and Betsy, which is an important background because Betsy and the Sea Chest Foundation were invested in this internet selling point of his. You know, it's a research boat for anyone to use on the internet, and we're going to go on an adventure. And what the reality is it's him sitting at anchor with some other chick.
Yep.
The whole time.
Yep. They're just laying
what
around,
betrayal.
Burning and their fucking lives away.
And here he's betraying her, saying they never were dating. Everyone knows it's not true.
And also, dude, she's like you get into that habit with somebody where you're just like hanging out and burning your life away, and that starts to be all that you live for, because like you had to set other shit aside because Doug has this need and Doug has that need and Doug wants this and Doug's got plans to do that, so I can't do this and I have to be there for him. And then Carol comes along, and what the fuck did it all mean? She's lucky that Doug even acknowledges her existence in a video.
She cooks him meals and waits on him and does everything a mother would do for him. And that's all she does on that boat, pretty much.
That's fucking sad.
And isn't that weird that he spent all this time talking about how this is like the boat against mothers, and yet it's just him and Carol now.
It's like he's in a
womb. All we ever see.
He's back in the womb, fucking rocking gently on a boat.
Go on with this video. We're just getting to the good part. This is just background.
Yeah, look at his dumb fucking face. Here we go. And his dead eyes.
So it's been 6 months. I guess that's some sort of an anniversary or something. I suppose we should get her some flowers. Yeah, flowers would be a good thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm happy to be back in love again.
What a
romantic
asshole.
Version of that. It's fantastic. You
what
know?
A fucking asshole.
Just because... she's a wonderful woman, and she knows what she wants, and she went out and she found it. Weirdly enough, that was me. But, okay, here's what happened. So, we're chatting, you know, on Messenger, and we're you know, like two teenagers, and I have something that's a little adult-oriented, and it's just too big a file to go onto Messenger, you know, so I said, I got a YouTube channel. So I upload it to my YouTube channel as a private video, and I send it to her. And she looks at it, she gets a laugh, and I take it down. Well, in the meantime,
she laughed at his measly little cock.
And YouTube's bot came along and saw my slightly adult-oriented, no, it wasn't slightly adult-oriented, let's be honest, it was adult-oriented video. It's just a clip, you know, it's like, I don't know, minute long maybe. And flagged me on it. But I didn't think they would flag something if it's not out there in the public. And then I had deleted it before I even got the message from them that says, hey, this is a violation of our terms. We've shut down your channel. Seriously, they took the whole thing down. So it's like, all right. And here's where you can write us for a, what's it called, when you got to appeal, for an appeal. So I wrote them. I said, hey, look, guys, I'm sorry I did that. I didn't think you guys would care if it was private. I was sending a video to my girlfriend. I sent it to her. We got a laugh.
This dipshit thinks that executives at YouTube are going to read this and be like, yeah, he was just fucking around. He didn't know. He was just trying to have a little fun.
Took it down. Many apologies. Won't happen again. I understand your rules now. Please reinstate my video. My channel. And I got an email from them the next morning saying, no, we won't do that. So you know, sometimes changes come to us because they're forced upon us.
Yeah, that's a lesson that I think Betsy has recently learned. Thanks, Doug, for the fucking wisdom. As you put that nasty coffee cup up to your mouth that you're not even...
All right, there's the news. There's the news. We all have a laugh and say, oh boy, that's funny. But what the question I have, some people have, is could he be wagging the dog? Is this a fake conflict with YouTube? Did something else happen?
I don't think he would make that up.
Well, he made up a horrible injury that damaged his reputation. So
that's a good point.
Everyone, you know, it's not out. You're right that it's a dumb, self-destructive, senseless thing to do. But this has happened before.
Yes.
That, you know, it's not special pleading in the case of Doug to say, well, yeah, but he's a different case. You know, he actually is a different case. So this could be a lie. Personally, I'm in with you. I think probably. Maybe it's even worse than he says. Maybe the video was really freaky. Just the way he said it made it seem like it was something weird, doing something a little weird.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, he said, well, let's admit it. It was very adult oriented after like kind of understating it first. And then he says, oh, actually, it was really very adult. You know, makes me think that it was something beyond either of, you know, something really nasty. But keep playing the video. There's more to it.
Okay, let me see here.
There's more to the story here.
I find that difficult to believe, but yeah. And, speaking of grievous injury, what do you think was going through Carol's mind when she got the video, right? And she sees that it's like, goddamn 4.5 minutes long, or it's too big to send over Messenger, so it's a long video. She's like, okay, now it's on YouTube. Now Doug has fucking analytical data on how long did I watch this video? Did I make it to the end where he nuts with the sound on? And that's like running through her head because she doesn't want to injure his little ego, right? So she's like, he's got the stats, dude. I gotta let this play while I fucking do the dishes or something or whatever she does that like brings her peace when she's away from this motherfucker. And she probably just let the phone lay there while she was like, you know, she probably ignored it for the...
You don't think she really even appreciated the video that he totally wasted his channel on?
Absolutely.
I think that's
not
probably true.
Yes.
I think that's... We don't really see a lot of her character on the channel. And in fact, Doug shows us a curiously small amount of Carol on the channel, right?
Yeah, he's hiding her.
It kind of seems like it. Usually all his videos are very centered on, you know, his own monologues and thoughts about, you know, pretty irrelevant things, but you know how it goes.
It's all very irrelevant, yes.
Keep this video going.
All right, let's see. And the whole time we're talking, I'm like mildly distracted with the fucking trying to make some audio changes here. Let's see what he's got to say. Drink your coffee.
And that's a good thing. We don't think it is, but it is. You know, when I was, and that's happened, I'm sure it's happened to you if you think about it. You know, I was at Walter Reed Army Medical when my son was hit in Iraq.
Oh, he has a kid. Doug has a kid.
Oh, hold on. Yeah, let me tell you about, so back up before he did the brain injury prank, before he started Seeker, he is a database admin.
Was he in there just breaking shit for fun?
Hmm?
Was he tearing it up and dicking it up and saying, I'm learning?
No, he was pretty much cobbling stuff together so he didn't have to ever do his job. And, like, you know, probably shoestring, like, code, spaghetti code, keeping everything going. And, I mean, that's what, how he tells the story, at least. But long story short, the building of the boat alienated him from his family, and bringing his grandchildren to the job site, and also the biting off more than you really can chew.
Yeah.
It's too big of a project, really.
Right.
Whatever it is, it drove them away from him. He has his previous family life, kid, wife, and they were really the first victims of Seeker. If you could say that, you know, Seeker had victims, right? Was his own family, and he will admit that. And but the story, and that's an important thing to remember, because what we're about to see here and the big picture we're drawing is that Doug kind of has done the same thing with his crew, his beloved crew, and kind of trading them off for Carol here. It feels like that's what's going on lately. Don't know.
You think so?
George Graves is saying in chat that Doug isn't even drinking coffee out of that cup.
Oh, I wasn't going to say anything because, like, we got a radio show to run, but I did notice. We'll back it up about 5 seconds. That didn't look weird. Like anything.
Kind of weird.
That.
Sometimes changes come to us because they're forced upon us, and that's a good thing.
We
don't think it is, but it is. You know,
but that doesn't mean he needed coffee. That doesn't mean that he's like tired. But it looks good on a video. That's probably true.
Whatever.
Yeah. Is there anything more to this, or
we need to get to the part about the tools, man? Tool involvement.
Okay. So Doug
There's more
fucked
to the
a
story,
tool.
Yeah.
Doug fucked a power tool.
That's happened. I'm sure it's happened to you.
Who hasn't fucked a power tool?
Think about it. You know, I was at Walter Reed Army Medical when my son was hit in Iraq.
His fucking dude. So his kids are like, our dad is a crazy guy on YouTube, and we got to keep our distance from him. It's probably how... I bet Carol doesn't want to be in the fucking videos. I bet it's her choice not to be.
You know, the mention also of the tool may have been earlier in the video. So, well, we don't need to worry too much about that. But there is a mention of him using a tool in that video, of tool that everyone has in their shop. So it's nothing...
Okay.
You want to think, oh, it could be something funny.
Like, a shop vac. He said the word shop.
Well... Yeah, that's true. Shopback is what everybody's saying, but think about all those things on Seeker. He could be using lines. He could be, there's all kinds of kinky old tools around the boat.
What is the most sexual tool? Like, maybe it's something he put in his ass, like the handle of a screwdriver.
Yeah. No. It could be. What if he was using, and this is why he got banned on the first offense, is because it was the poop knife. He was using the poop knife in his sex video. That's what I'm telling you. There's an unconventional tool that probably not everybody has in their shop, I'll be honest.
A shit knife.
But maybe in Doug's mind, everybody does have one in their shop because that's just the way toilets work.
No, I don't think so. I think Doug was... he's got a lot of lube. It's a metal shop. And... You know, there's...
No, not the right kind of lube.
You can see in the background a lot of hose and, like, piping. Let's see what...
Yeah, yeah.
if we jump around,
got a lot of inspirational quotes too.
Maybe we'll see something else that he might have fucked in the video. Like, he shows you around the inside here, where he's like, I fucked this, and I fucked... There it is! That's the thing he fucked, right there! They see the black thing?
The Yamaha?
He's about to... the little black thing, fucking right here in the center.
It's like a handle or something?
He's put that
like
in
a regulator hand. That's like a regulator valve? You think he's fucking the regulator valve?
Well, because when here's why fucking that thing is so good, is because a regular phallus and an asshole is going to create a lot of unwanted suction. But that valve has got all this breathers and...
Oh, Jesus, dude.
And fucking meshing
Yeah, that's going to be a real joy to clean up.
Well... You just fucking put it back on the machine and it blows it out, right? But he's showing us all around in there. He's pointing to that. I fucked that. I fucked this whole thing.
That's his water maker. That's his water maker. This is how little he cares for his channel and for everyone who donated money and, you know, is a part of his crew. He did this whole water thing, never made a video.
Oh, he never made a video about it.
He's right now, he's like waving his hand. Oh, I'll make a video one of these days.
Look at that old box.
I'll tell you all about it.
Pump. Just got the word pump on it. How many fucking pumps has this guy gone through? I think he fucked a pump.
Well, he has.
He pointed at it. He fucked that.
He has an extreme amount of pumps. He's got pumps all over the place. But you know what his favorite plumbing item is? Not the pump, it's the check valve. Now you'll hear that's like the troll's number one fucking in joke is the check valve.
Yeah.
Because whenever something doesn't work, he slaps a check valve on it, like, well, we got some backflow on this, and he'll put a and you see how these systems turn into these like just webs of pipes and tubes and
fittings and needle valves
and check valves. And yeah, there's a check valve right there up at the top right. You see that tube with the big bubble on it, the plastic one? That's
right,
a check valve, I think.
Yeah
that's
that.
One of his check valves.
Now,
and then look at all these other valves, valve after valve after valve after valve. It's like he's on a World War One submarine back in this corner.
I mean, there's so much valve in here. This guy is Gabe Newell. Now,
that's right.
I think he's got such a fetish for machinery and himself, and you know he's a fucking gooner masturbating kind of guy, because you can just see it in his like body language that he's still like something awake sexually in him is like still fucking driving him somehow, and he just bounces around that boat like he's in a goddamn playroom. He considers himself like a genius of just lashing things together, right? He has made how many fleshlights on that boat and fucked it in a pillow or that futon that he built for Carol?
Well, dude, I don't even want to know what a Doug Jackson fleshlight design would be. That's terrifying to think about, a Doug Jackson designed fleshlight. Like, that is nightmare fuel, man. You've just opened like Pandora's box of the worst fucking nightmares you could have.
He says, hey, Carol, look at this video I just uploaded for you on YouTube. It's me fucking a thing I made. Look, I'm such a genius, and you like my cock. Well, I've combined the two into this YouTube video for you.
Oh, my God, dude. I don't know, dude. He would make it out of the wrong things, obviously.
He would not
be like, oh, I'm buying some silicon in. We're going to create some molds and set in some, you know, we're going to copy like a successful design. No, he would start from the ground up and, God, you know, I hate to think of the nightmarish places he stuck that dick.
If
this is really true.
He would
if this
put
is
that,
really what's going on here.
He would get a coffee can of those metal shavings that's down in that hold.
He'd say, now they look hard, but
when they're in a little pile like this, they're real soft, and I put my micro in that little pile, and it feels good.
No, dude. Oh, my God. The videos of him sticking his ungloved hands and all that swarf coming off the lathe, those razor-sharp ribbons of metal.
Swarf.
Oh, my God, you're killing me. telling me this.
I fucked the Swarf. Swarf on YouTube.
A literal mesh of razor blades is what that is.
Now, the thing about this is, I feel more sorry for Doug's kid than I feel for that fucking Johnson guy, the CEO that got killed, that had a family that was like used to a warm Christmas. Like, I feel worse for Doug's son just because of this conversation that we're having about his father on here. I feel like I'm Tony Mangione assassinating somebody that like matters to someone with this video. And
I can't follow that really, but I do think Doug, he had something good and he lost it. He lost it over that. It's got to be a real kick in the nuts, dude.
Right?
How sad, right?
Yeah, he's acting like it doesn't bother him, but that was his money. He made money that way.
Oh my God. Yeah, yeah. I mean, listen, he was inspiring people, and we can, you know, put lipstick on the pig and say, these people who watch him, they're not really going out there and doing things. They're watching him and just kind of enjoying the show, enjoying the drama. I don't think he's really inspiring.
I'm not inspired at all by this fucker. What are you saying?
Well, what am I saying?
Inspiring.
Well, let's get back to the... No.
There's his email. You
try to say
to
something
him.
About Mangione. I don't
Somebody
know.
Should email
I just
him
got,
right
like,
now.
Confused, man.
And tell Doug. I'm gonna take it back. There.
You're gonna email him?
Well, look. There it is, right there. SVSeeker@ymail.com.
Yeah, yeah. That's when you send him what you made today.
Send me what you made today. Well, let's somebody send him this and say, look what somebody made today.
Send him a link to the pod. No, don't. I mean, he's just going to be mad. Just be mad at you.
You can go to his Patreon. That's all he's got now. SVSeeker@ymail.com, because why would you mail me?
All right, well, we've pretty much explained the situation and then started going off on bizarre, pointless tangents that are totally irrelevant.
Made.
So we're going to start taking calls. I noticed some people did join the Discord earlier.
Okay.
And if you want to like tell us what you think he's doing with these tools, tell us what you think is going on behind the scenes with the C-Chess Foundation. Give us any kind of idea at all about maybe if you think Doug faked it.
Is there anybody
he really
in
didn't,
here?
He didn't really lose his channel like that. Just pop on into the Discord, the Waterworld. I've posted this Discord all over the place, but I'll post it here again.
And if you're in the Discord already, go into the Slum House if you're able to, and that'll let us know to drop you into the studio. And then we would really like to talk to somebody that that maybe knows more than what we know, but I think Kilgore might be the world's foremost expert on SV Seeker.
Certainly not. And even among the people at the subreddit, you know, my knowledge is pretty good, but I know plenty of other guys who are like have a way better memory about stuff than me. Also, it's kind of like a sad thing because you can't go back and look through the old videos now and tell.
That's true.
You know, have any idea about what happened.
Yeah. Yeah, that all that history got erased with his little cock video.
Yikes.
What a dumbass. What an absolute miserable fucking dumbass this person is. I mean, he's a colossal fuck-up. You know who he looks like, who he really reminds me of, because he's got the same eyes? Is my cousin, Jay... Jovi. He looks just like him. And,
I'm sure the listeners,
oh, yeah. They
are glad
relate.
That,
like, oh, yeah,
you know, your cousin
like Jovi
looks like
he looks just
Doug.
Like Jovi.
Okay.
But I can so relate to Betsy, dude. Like,
she's doing great, actually. And C-Chess Foundation is going to do some good shit. whether or not Doug is a part of it. I'll say that much. So everyone out there who donated can feel safe knowing the money isn't in Doug's hands. How about that? That's all I'll say.
Trying
That's
to establish all I'll say a premise about Betsy. Because I wanted to say something about Betsy.
Because I was concerned about her, and I was concerned about all of it.
All I was doing was I just wanted to establish a light premise for the next thing I was going to say. You didn't have to deny or say anything about Betsy. I was just going to say I can so relate to Betsy because I have also been in her position where like I really cared about someone and I could feel that they were like keeping me at a certain comfortable distance because they're too fucking like cowardly to get into the emotions with me or whatever. And then somebody else comes along who's easy and is like doing all the things because they don't know better yet. Because Carol doesn't know better yet. So there's Carol fucking the answer to all Doug's problems that Doug fucking created himself, in front of Betsy and to Betsy and onto her. I fucking hate this piece of shit so much. And I so feel for that woman because I know people like this guy in real life and they are the scum of the fucking earth. They're only fun to look at and they're only whimsical when you're at a distance like this. But when you have a piece of shit like that in your life that treats people the way Doug treats people, I don't know how Betsy hasn't fucking...
Well,
who knows what she's gone through personally that she'll never talk about.
Here's the thing. This story about... And this is a debate that goes on a lot at the subreddit. Is Doug a manipulative piece of shit grifter who's, got really bad intentions, the worst intentions, right? This debate goes on. Or is he more of a Homer Simpson character? We can debate this with people who call in if they want to. And kind of the consensus, and this is from what I hear from people who know him and what I see from people who have met him and worked on the boat, is that they see his flaws very clearly. He's not a guy who plans or reads ahead and he paints himself into corners with, jumping, skipping ahead. And in terms of his building the boat, that's a matter of determination and not skill. So they see that as a good thing, his determination, his grit and whatever. Yeah. And then there's the side of him with the prank and now this. But
the
I don't
prank
think
being where he faked his own death, you mean?
Yeah, I think you're this idea of him as like a really bad guy is like super overblown.
No,
like,
I think it's easy to say that, Bill, but you're not stuck on a boat with the motherfucker. We're watching him on YouTube and we have no real idea of what it's like to be treated, interpersonally by this motherfucker. Why is he not keeping the other cast of characters that have come around? You know, why is it, this like soft little mousy lady that is like, in my opinion, she's probably so put off just by the spectacle of this YouTube channel and the haters.
You've completely mischaracterized.
All right,
Carol,
I'm just guessing because I've never seen her.
Yeah, she's not mousy. She's kind of bossy, needy.
She's got index cards,
and she's like, she's peculiar, like with the index cards and things he said. That's and you'll see her shooting pool and talking shit. They're and get this, they're not in St. Augustine because of Doug's manipulations. They're in St. Augustine because that's where she likes to chill with her friends. That's where her friends are. They're there because she is the captain of this ship. When I'm talking about her being his
Listen,
mother, this is
Bill.
This is not
okay.
This
forget
is
about
not
Carol.
Him
We're talking about him, right?
Her.
Listen, man. He no.
this
is
just
my point.
What I've heard.
Listen to me. He has got Carol out on the boat, and he's doing everything for Carol that he never did for Betsy, that he didn't consider her worth it. But now,
that's saying a lot about people's personal lives that I don't know. It sounds like
we already talked about
him
fucking a can of
there.
Nails.
There's some denial.
What are we doing
there? You know, I'm just saying, like, this, I don't know.
You want to talk more about
monsters.
What he fucks on the boat? Is that
that's
personal?
That's that's what we're talking about tonight. Is what the weird stuff Doug fucks on his boat? Call in, and if you guys got any ideas about it, just get on the Discord. We posted it in chat. Personally, the Swarf is the one that terrifies me the most. I don't know why anybody would get their dick near that, but he sure does. He gets his dick near the
The
saw blade too. The saw blades. I've seen him nip off the tip with one. I think.
I just read the way that he treats these people, the way that he has made them into characters for his own fucking show, and that he continues to bring them up and triangulate them. Is fucking weird, dude. And
so, like, by triangulate, you mean like he's playing Betsy against Carol? And
he compares them in the video.
Yeah. Isn't that weird? That's really rude to compare your ex. You know, compare them like that. But
yeah, and not just like to the ex or to the new friend, but to an audience and as well. It's not like an audience of people who love him. It's not the audience of Harmontown podcast. It's the audience of this nasty, filthy little YouTube channel where half the people are pulling against him. And it's such a disgusting thing to do to people, man. I mean, and we can, yes, he is a Homer Simpson, but he's like a Homer Simpson that's been black-pilled and is just all in it for himself. And if it looks like, oh, I don't know why she likes me, that is, he was just being like that fake, phony, fucking modesty turns my stomach. When I pick up on this shit, and I really feel for
Betsy,
man.
You're not the only one. You're not the only one who picks up on that. Who sees it as like a really kind of cheap act.
I personally,
I think Doug's acting and his presenting is pretty good. There's certainly worse out there on YouTube, even from pretty big channels. There are much worse presenters out there. But the thing is, so he's this promise of a research vessel. That's never going to happen. That was never it. This is his personal. Okay, so there's this children's book. I would pull up the old YouTube channel, but you can't. And it's this guy who paints his houses bright colors, and it's like ugly and people don't like it, but then everybody accepts it and they all paint their houses bright, ridiculous colors, right? And you saw his house back in Oklahoma. It was painted these really stupid colors based on
the children's book, and he thought that was profound.
He lives by basically like wisdoms you would find in a children book. The whole boat is covered in them. It's just covered in them. And
he's easily impressed by a children's book. I'm not surprised.
And this boat is like along the lines of him expressing. It's more of a mode of self-expression about his freedom than it is really a boat at the end of the day. He kind of designed a concept art that happens to like function as some really poor boat that can, you know, like hop from harbor to harbor from time to time.
Yeah, he's lucky that
it's
piece
not
of shit
it's no sailing cruiser floats. Or research vessel as he always depicted it, right? Which, you know, how much of that is sales, and what do you want to call it, grifting? How much of it is exaggerated? It's a lot. You look at the kind of just what he's got, the resources available in that boat and its capabilities, and compare it with the promise, and you're talking it's about as far as it can be.
Speaking of books, Wild Bill Kilgore is authoring on the royalroad.com Find Lolcow. It's the perfect book for the subject of tonight's program. Lolcow by Kilgore on royalroad.com is a hell of a read. I'm on chapter 4 right now, and I don't even want to say what it's about because it's so fun and it's so engaging and it's so interesting right up front that if you read the synopsis there that's available on the front page, you'll kind of spoil it for yourself. So just go straight to the first chapter of Lolcow, which Kilgore has been writing in pieces for royalroad.com. It's a hell of a book. You're doing great work over there, Bill.
Thanks.
It's very fun to read. Are you hearing any other feedback on this?
Yeah, I mean, I just don't hear much back about it from anybody, and I see it's doing pretty good numbers, and I feel pretty good about that. Because, you know, I feel like if there was a lot of feedback, you know, people usually don't. I've heard that people don't comment on that website at all, if at all. And, you know, hey, the best, you know, I guess it's if, as long as people keep coming and reading it, I'm happy.
A lot of people will read and read and read, but they don't really write. That's pretty normal. There's people that just read, and that's all they do, and that's yeah. But I guess my point is this is a relatively new platform, I guess, and I'm surprised by the quality of this material that your book is not like leading in any of these areas because it's
Listen, I don't think that's how it works. First of all, and second of all, the. It's kind of like a thing for people who are into Asian web novels because the web novel as it exists in the West is really just kind of people who are trying to recreate it from the South Korea especially has a hot web novel. And it's I think, their most sold type of literature. There's the most business going on there. You know, if you leave out manga, maybe. But it's very in the world of manga, animes, all that stuff.
This is a weird podcast about to come out.
We didn't get any callers tonight, but I guess, you know, that's a wrap
plugs. Who heard this conversation and wants to fucking participate in this? It's depressing. It's kind of gross. It's like,
oh no, these,
who would
no,
call and be like, you know, hey, my name is James.
I say that the thing about the whole, oh, Doug is a master manipulator, evil mastermind.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that, Bill.
That's
not what I'm saying. Listen to me. That's not what I'm saying, that he's a master manipulator. No, this is just like, it comes from a place of fear. He's not trying to do anything. He's scared of like a real commitment to somebody that's like committed to him. He cannot rise to what Betsy did for him. He can shrink away and fill this like much easier, smaller set of needs that Carol is simpler.
I have no idea the nature of him and Betsy's relationship other than
I'm just pointing
out
that
I think it happened.
You said I think he's a master manipulator, and I don't think that.
Yeah, and you know, he may be insecure.
Yes, very. You can see it in his
face.
But
I think he's too secure, to be honest. Maybe you could say he's overcompensating and he's insecure on the inside. But the fact that he feels confident in that boat when it's out on the water and it's bucking around and damn near caps, you know, it's a nasty place. He's got his sails all wrapped up and he's trying to single-hand it. With only Carol to help, it's terrifying, and he's totally confident in it. And that's kind of me, his character in a nutshell. If I was going to like sum him up, it's like he is unwarranted confidence of the kind that when you hear, for instance, King Cobra JFS talking about how to get women, right? And you hear him talking about how to make a machine. They're on the same page. They're so confident, yet so far off the mark. So fucking far off the mark.
Delusional, right? Is the word for that.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's not. He doesn't have any strange fantasies about how the machine works, although how it's designed, you could say, is pretty damn delusional. The propulsion, especially.
And remind the audience that the propulsion is powered by a fucking bus engine connected to transfer case that came out of a little 4x4 thing. And
I'll run through the. This is one of my favorite exercises. Let's try to run through the whole transmission, the propulsion. Well, let's start at the engine. You got the Cummins out of an old bus. That thing's probably bulletproof.
It's a cool engine.
It's had its transmission halfway ripped apart and replaced with a bypass, which completely takes away any softening between the engine and the rest of the works behind it.
And from what I understand, you're not supposed to run a bus engine the way that he is running it constantly on the water.
That's right. A bus starts and stops rather than gives continuous power. So that's why he had to do the bypass. So you got this bypass installed. In a sense, that's actually less complex. So we'll give him the benefit of the doubt that the, you know, that's actually a point in his favor.
Yeah, give
maybe
him the benefit of the doubt where he lives his whole fucking life.
Question mark. But then we get to the transfer case, the 4x4 transfer case, which tries to compensate for the fact that, or well, it tries to gear it down to a reasonable speed and to give it enough torque to turn this thing at a efficient way. And then that goes into the Hundestead variable pitch controller. And that is powered off of the school bus engine's power steering unit. Okay, are we?
And this is Goldberg machine that goes 3 miles per hour.
This is the most complex piece of machinery in the driveline, maybe, other than the engine, of course. And it's a hydraulic ram that moves. Or a hydraulic, piston inside of the driveline. Okay, it's hollow. There's a hollow driveline with a piston inside, and that piston actuates to twist his propellers so that he can dial it in perfectly. But in reality, it's like it depitches. It's barely holds together. It's popped open 2 or 3 times because he was using Harbor Freight things. So, and then you think it's over, but no, then you get to the propellers and they're handmade, never machined, cast and hit with the angle grinder and then hit with an angle grinder again.
Yeah,
and then quote unquote balanced and hit with an angle grinder again. And
it
then
looks like a fucking steel drum.
And okay, you think that's all there is to it, but there's also a shroud around them that it bangs against, as well as the cutlass bearing, which has been replaced in the water once. And it's all this stuff is all going wrong all the time.
Learning.
And I mean, okay, that is what we used to watch Seeker for.
Yep.
We did not.
Ship was breaking down,
that's
and
what
he
we
was
watched
learning.
It for. Is because it was like some weird thing. Someone might drive up to the state fair as
yeah.
a joke, you
yeah,
know, some machine that they might make as a joke.
Fun, and then he committed
and the
suicide.
Fact that it works at all is hilarious, right?
Yeah, it's silly.
The fact that it's, yeah, and but this is, he's put his whole life into it, and he will die if it, you know, in some of these situations he's put himself into, you know?
Oh, dude, we were watching that hurricane coming up from the west into Florida, just hoping it would
no,
throw that motherfucker
no, that was
upside
no big
down.
Deal. What it is if he just takes it out to sea on a normal day. That's the big deal. He's got to wait for the perfect conditions.
Waves, dude, if he was to get stuck in some, like, serious chop and the boat is going doo, doo, doo on those waves, I could see the shit falling apart, like bolts coming out of it. The bus windows
well, really,
rattling off their...
The real danger is down flooding and him capsizing. Also, his portholes. You can't open the portholes. They're like in the water line.
Yeah, and they open inward.
Yeah, that's a...
So if water was to hit them...
You have to push it up. You have to push them upwards.
Oh, because they're bus windows.
Against the
mean.
Weight of the water.
Or
yeah,
no.
They don't. Well, whatever.
They're supposed to
you
open
know.
In, right?
They open downwards rather than up.
Whatever.
So on closing, you have to lift them.
Oh, I see. And if you're all, and if you're like shit is sideways or, you know, your weight is wrong
it's
or
not,
you can't get any
they,
leverage,
people
you can't
don't,
fucking.
People don't do that for a reason. At least that's what I've heard.
So you get like trapped in this thing, maybe. I wouldn't
well,
be able to fall asleep on that fucking
Doug's
boat.
Concern is that people would open them and be looking around and have the portholes slam on their head, but little did he know he would create a rule that you're to never open them. That's like the number one rule of Seeker. don't open the portholes. Rule number two, don't open the portholes.
The more like the pumpkin holes. Fucking seal up those pumpkin holes and keep the babies from mm-hmm. poking their little mm-hmm. soft heads out. This guy, again, it's just another thing where he's like, it's really just about himself and the convenience, and I don't give a fuck. I just want to be done with it so I can go back to fucking my my can of Swarf and learning. What did he really fuck? Was it a wrench? Was it a hammer?
No, you can't do shit peen? With a wrench or a hammer.
The ball peen's got that ball on it.
I mean, come on. No, there's nothing to it. The vacuum is what everyone says, and it makes the most sense. But there's also, what did they have? You know, you have one of these in your shop, don't you? Like a velveted belt sander? Didn't someone die from a velveted belt sander?
Well, what makes it velveted?
Huh?
What does that mean to be velveted?
Well, you take a belt sander and you take the sandpaper off of it and you put a velvet paper on it.
What does that do? Can you take off a mole with it?
No. It's like, I don't know, you just layer meat down on it and let it go.
You know? Oh, and it's real velvety and smooth.
Yeah, I only know about this because I heard some guy got the Darwin Awards because, like, he, like, nutted on it, and it electrocuted him.
Oh, that's unexpected. Or
something like that.
And maybe, I mean, some guys will shoot huge fucking ropes of cum, like, across a room. And, you know, some people it's just a little fucking trickle of nothing. This guy just happened to have a big one, and it connected, and electricity went up his cock, which is connected directly to the brain.
It's the heart that will kill you in these like quick shocks. You ever had like a quick shock where, oops, I just got a little shocked, right?
It's bad for your heart to get shocked.
No. If you get one of those little shocks, oops, I just accidentally touched the wall outlet, you think that's no big deal, but you're playing roulette. It's just a matter of timing. Whether that stops your heart and paralyzes it, and if you know, fatally too.
So you think his heart stopped?
Yeah, that's what would happen in an electrocution like that. Almost surely, he would not get. Well, in the other situation, which makes no sense, is that somehow he would have had a circuit connect to him and short out through him, and he would get paralyzed and burned to death. That's the other way to die from a shock. But this is some Darwin Award thing I heard from decades ago that could be totally false and have no basis in reality. But if you die from like a minor shock, it's usually heart stopping.
It just stops the ticker. It's like,
Yeah.
You just get
and that's what people say about these. This is a DIY thing. It's kind of relevant because, you know, people do these Lichtenberg burnings on wood. And they're like, no, it's not that dangerous. Not that dangerous, blah, blah, blah. And that thing is a widow maker. But it's just the fact that so many thousands of people are rigging them together and playing the old let's get shocked, let's get shocked.
Okay, well, what about the people that that are like shocking and electrocuting themselves? Well, electrocution is death, but they shock themselves or they shock their nipples and they do all this stuff. Maybe he's shocking himself.
If you have a controlled kind of, what do you call it, like voltage.
You think that Doug is on the seeker shocking himself on the nips? And
That could be a really good possibility, actually. Yeah, he could be doing so. He could just be shocking himself with some homemade with his torch or something. You know?
A car battery hooked up to some wires. He's like, look here.
Oh, he's got so many wires and batteries on that bad boy. Have you seen the futon that he made for Carol?
Oh yeah,
have you seen the futon that he made for Carol? Right.
Yeah.
Show that.
Let's see. It's right here, right? Is that it? Is it in here somewhere in this room? This fucking bunkhouse that nobody sleeps in?
No, it's in the link I sent you earlier.
Let me
pull TikTok.
That up. You're Not My Mother?
That's not it. But okay. That's a good one to play us out with at the end.
Okay. Oh, here's the one where he's taking his futon apart.
Carol's futon.
Is that it? Yeah, that's it. Let's play it again.
Yeah, put it on loop if you can.
What do we think of that?
Now, what do you? That is so much worse than if you just bought a futon cushion off of Temu or something.
Because these things are going to slide around, and
it's so much worse. They're horribly made. Horrible features. But you know, it's something.
Right.
It's not a very good bed to sleep on, probably. It's better than what it was, though. It's improved because he used to just sleep on just two of them. So he created another half measure to add a little more, you know.
And there's no support
in
that
either.
That's what
the idea is.
I like how he lays on it pretending like, ah, oh, this is comfortable. This is really nice. Like, it's only nice for a second.
Yeah. But then, this futon improvement appeared as soon as Carol came on the boat.
Yes. Carol gets
so
the new futon.
Luxury feature.
Guess who didn't get the new futon?
Okay. Yeah, well, it's true. He did make Betsy he did make Betsy like a better shower situation and stuff like that. So it's not like she didn't get anything when she was on board, but like, you know, the comforts of Seeker are few and far between.
It's not supposed to be comfortable, Pumpkin. You're supposed to cut your shit into turds, and if a drone is flying over and you see it, and you go for the BB gun. That's the kind of boat this is, where people want you out of their backyards. Where
and that's
your,
a good
your
point.
Is washing
he,
up
there
on
was
people's...
a time when he was staying out in, I think it was Alabama, outside of the Pirates Cove bar, right? And every day, people were having filth wash up on in their front yard. And so they went to check out him with the drone, and that's when they saw this oil slick and all this junk coming out of the back of his boat, right?
And
he got in big trouble with that. Like, he was put on warning, left the town. He left town after that pretty soon because he didn't like those drones flying over, keeping an eye on him. He was up to shit, you know, dumping that black water.
Yeah, he was committing
crimes. He let Betsy peck out the appliances. Yeah, dude. That's true. Betsy got that $5,000 fridge. It's not like he doesn't care about Betsy. She's just yesterday's news. She didn't want to go on vacation in St. Augustine. She wanted to do research, She wanted to do the real thing.
She's not the only one eating out of the fridge, man. He also gets a nice fridge. It's his refrigerator.
Yeah, it's funny though, but you know, he's resistant to he still got away from the air conditioner, but he has a nice maker, right?
Right.
It's got a nice ice maker in there.
So little Pumpkin can have his little ice cubes. In case his drink is too hot under the sun. He's taking those ice cubes and he's putting them on Carol's bare fucking erect nipples. Just rubbing it around the areola. And then sucking them soft again. And Betsy has to think about that each night when she's on land.
Man.
Not my, he's using my ice maker on Carol. That's my ice maker. I'm running the Sea Chest Foundation so he can go out there and fucking rub ice cubes on Carol's nipples. He said he got
she's
that
getting
for me.
Her,
and
she's getting her knee replaced. She's getting her knee replaced, so he's going to let the crew come back, apparently. That's the latest I've heard. And
Carol?
That's the last bit of news on Seeker for tonight is that he was begging for he was asking to get Betsy and Charlie and a crew together because Carol's going to be gone with a knee surgery.
So he's going to do an actual
sailing trip maybe.
And this comes back to the type of person that he is. He's like, hey, are there some people I could use? And it's also beneficial because he can sustain short-term interactions with people. I mean, by short-term, I mean maybe a week or two or even a month. He can sustain that, but beyond that, the cracks are going to start to show. His mask is going to slip. And then,
well, I think we're missing a trick here with this dog. He's the one using them. I think Carol may be using him, you know, and other people in the past may have used Doug.
I agree
too.
With you, dude. I 100% agree with you because Carol can see him.
You know, but then again, you know, in the big picture, yes, he did have the internet come build this boat for him. So, you know.
And
some of these character sketches of Doug I see on the subreddit, and I mean, maybe you've taken those in or something.
I don't read seriously. I don't know what that is. Yeah, but what I'm talking about is, like, I'm speaking from experience with people like Doug and like Carol.
Who are people like Doug? Who are people like Doug? What does that
hold
mean?
On, man. Just let me finish
talking. What
does
talking. That even mean?
Why are you going to interrupt me with? I'll tell you. How about that?
Thank you.
Carol sees, yes, Carol might see something in Doug that she can use, right? I agree with you. I believe that. And from Betsy's side of it, she probably sees that too, man. And she's like, yeah, I know how simple the guy is. Could you not, like Jolene, could you please not fuck my man? My simple fucking dumbass man. Who didn't occur to him to drink out of a coffee cup. He had to steal that idea from another YouTuber because it looks good. Like, that's the innovation we're dealing with, you know. And yes, he has a boat you can get out on and kick your tootsies around, you know. Could you not? I can see both sides of it. And also, you know, I'm looking at Doug and it's just, I read it in him, man. It's all of, like, to his convenience. He doesn't actually give up.
Well, I can't say that I know what Doug is like off camera, but the truth, you know, he has a certain like swagger and cover, and it's really evident, most evident maybe in the video where him and his former wife announce their divorce, and they're both so happy and oh, we're moving on, right. And it's not like that, and we're not bitter, and in the end they really were, but they were kind of, you know, I don't know, talking themselves out of it for the moment. But there's just kind of this, like, very glib thing to him where, you know, even major life decisions, you know, oh, well, I lost my YouTube. Oh, well, you know, it's better right. now. I yeah. can focus on my boat.
Yes.
That's his. It's, yes. It's like, it's kind of apathetic or...
Right.
Or like it's very much... not what he preaches of this life of activity and of being engaged, but it's kind of a disconnecting. And you'll see that with other guys who have this kind of boat fantasy. Oh, I need to get on a boat and be free and sail away. I'm tired of living on the land and in this house in one place. And oh, and on my way there, I'll save some injured children and cancer victims and research some this, and it'll be this boat of that will save the world. And you know, this boat fantasy,
it's a lot the, riding on
when
this
you
boat, man.
When you said guys like Doug, what I think of is guys who build a way too big boat and don't know how to build a boat.
I'm
and
not even thinking about the boat.
I've seen other guys who do this boat thing, and it's a very specific
that's not what I'm referring
craziness.
To I'm talking about, well, people with a certain personality style, not about his boat like that he built. That's another thing.
Well, I believe that there's a demon called the boat guy, and the boat guy is the guy who has to build his own boat. It has to be too big for him to build it. It has to be too big of a project for anyone in his life to come along with him. And it's a decades long process in which any guy with any personality ends up and turns out like Doug. If you've seen the Raw Faith documentary, this is another boat guy. There are other boat guys that have been documented. And I don't mean boat guys who know how to build a boat, finish it in a reasonable amount of time, follow plans, and do things right. I mean guys who are on some kind of liberation, and the boat has a symbolic, non-conventionally functional design to it. It's not meant really to sail. It's meant to give this guy an escapist fantasy. And it's an escapist fantasy that becomes reality. It becomes, you know, it's the tool through which he's able to cast off everyone in his life at when he feels as if he can. And he's still, you know, and the idea of setting off to the next port and moving off to the next thing. This boat guy thing is a very specific and real thing that I mean, if anyone's out there is into Seeker, watch the Raw Faith documentary. I believe there's another boat. There's a handful of other boat guys. Rarely do they ever get to the water. Rarely do their boats get tested. But when they do, they inevitably have a short and sad, cruel life where they don't, where it's all missed opportunities and repairs and maintenance and not a lot of boat. And it's not a lot of people and definitely not a lot of fulfilling these grandiose missions, right?
Toxie in the chat says toil as freedom is like a thing to just escape into, and it's that you're preoccupied, so you have a reason and an excuse to be away from people, and like you said, you can cast it off at any time, you can sort of dismiss people from your presence at will, and you can act like, oh well, I've got to get this boat somewhere, you know.
It ends up the boat takes priority over everything and everybody. In this boat guy life. And I, you know, there are other, like, I think there are other very specific, not archetypes, but even less than an archetype and even less than a personality type. But this, like, it's so specific. It's like demonic. It's, you know, you can almost make it into a singular character.
Right.
This is how the boat guy progresses.
And it's almost like a possession.
And you'll see this. I think there are other, you know, you ever heard of Jerusalem syndrome, right?
Yeah.
And there's another extremely specific kind of thing that strikes some people when they arrive in Jerusalem, and it strikes them all the same. And they all end up kind of along the same exact talking points and doing the same things and dressing the same way and having the same ideas. And they're all totally different people. That's the weird thing about this boat guy thing, is that a guy can be the opposite of Doug. And still, yes, end up in the same spot as,
yeah, him. There's probably a lot of soft-spoken people who are just happy to be like silently fucking doing their thing.
That's the story of the Raw Faith guy. He was like, by necessity, started doing pirate shows and stuff only. He was not really in for the show people, showman life. He was just in it for the boat, right? You know,
I like this idea
so
of it being like a demon that possesses people.
I see so often
people
on the subreddit this, oh, Doug cluster B this, Doug, you know, this cluster B that, narcissist, blah, 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 grifter, this, that. And, I get along with that just because I understand people are trolling and stuff, and they don't really, I don't think they take it that seriously. And, you know,
you just
post
it
just to like, well, I mean, it's hard to tell, dude, because like,
I think they do. I think they mean that.
When you're coming up with a personality profile of someone you know from a video like that, it's kind of parasocial. It's kind of a place for projecting. What's going on really behind the scenes? What's going on really behind the scenes with Doug? Nobody. I mean, that's none of our business, really. And
no, I'm
what
just
I,
saying, I think they believe what they're saying, because maybe it is projection or whatever, but I think they do believe it.
The Redditors, yeah. Well, I mean, I'm just saying it. When you're
this
reading shit
guitar,
posts, you take it to, you know, it doesn't. Some people are just trying to get under his skin. Maybe other people, you know, they're enjoying playing armchair psychologist or whatever with Doug, and. You know, to me, it's just not fruitful. It's not that funny. It doesn't tell me anything about what's going on with, you know, it's their own thing that they like to do on the side. And they'll always, and when I really like double down, I'm like, are you really feel that? Like, is that, what about this thing that's not right? And they'll get up in your face and be like, I've been a victim of this kind of thing myself, and I know these people when I see them. You know, that's what the.
But you're saying what I said, but you're saying it in that voice.
Oh, I've seen that on Reddit.
Is that what I people sound like? Said I say that
about, people have said that about him on Reddit. And I guess you said it too, but
I didn't say it like that.
What does that mean, though? What is that really coming from?
Well, when you've encountered people, I've always that hear that, and I,
like,
other
it kind of just makes me curious. It makes me kind of like curious. Like, I don't get it.
I've met a lot of people, and
yeah,
I've had a lot of life experiences with a lot of different kinds of people in different places, and mm-hmm. you see mm-hmm. guys that fit a certain archetype. Call it narcissism, cluster B, avoidant dismissal. You can put any kind of name on it, but mm-hmm. but they follow a certain pattern of behavior. And if you see
you're supposed to see patterns. The vibes you get
patterns
off someone.
Is like how we survive is by noticing patterns. Oh, I notice a pattern. I notice stay away from Doug and stay off that shitty boat. I notice a pattern. Doug can be manipulated because Doug has insecurity, and I can speak to that. I have 47 index cards. That's a lot of guys. I must be pretty good with the guys. I'm going to make Doug number 48. That's
some of our long-time viewers will remember former podcast co-host, maybe guest. Beefrave. You remember Beefrave?
Oh my god, dude. I wish you didn't even say his name.
Well, we'll bleep now it. There's a really, you can bleep it in post if you want.
I will.
The guy,
people need to know.
You know,
he's a
now
piece
there's
of shit.
A perfect example of someone who, you know, at first sight I read him and I was like, this guy.
Yeah, malignant.
You know, something is twisted about this guy.
Yes.
You know?
He was so fucking fucked up. He even cut his own tongue into two pieces.
Well, that's a body mod. A lot of people do that to be cool. But
yeah, I shouldn't have read that as a fucked up sign.
But does Doug register on the scale of zero to that guy? Doug is like a two or a three to me.
No,
he's like nothing.
But
he's like, no disrespect to Doug and his thing he's got going. But my sense on him is like, I don't see him as this bitch, you know, 10 out of 10 crazy, you know.
Why do you bring up Beefrave?
Oh, you know, I was thinking about him earlier today because Courtney Nett, off of the out of the Cobraverse, out of the girl world.
Okay.
And
did she come on the
show? Well, I haven't asked her to come on the show yet. I would like that would be a good to have her on the show. But I don't know what we would even talk
about.
Oh,
so you were thinking about Courtney Nett.
Although, actually, we could talk to her about Beefrave because her instinct on Beefrave, if you watched the Beefrave video from King Cobra, which I just watched for the first time a couple months ago, and it had me, like, at full alert, right? Because this guy fucked with us in the exact same way he fucked with King Cobra eight 10-year span in between.
That is really fucking
this.
Chilling that he didn't learn
and that's
from his
chilling,
life.
That's the well that he's just that kind of a guy.
That's just
the
what
kind
he is.
Of guy who should set your alarm off to 10 out of 10.
Yo, I
and
forgot
meanwhile,
about that.
I see Doug and Doug is like a 1 out of 2 out 2 or 3 out of 10 on that like scale of what you should avoid, you know, people you should avoid. It doesn't seem that off bad.
No,
he's not
no,
definitely
are,
not a guy I would. I would not go on his boat with him for a ride.
Well,
maybe
think
on
it's
the
right
river,
to compare
but
them,
not,
because maybe they're both on the same spectrum. But I mean, yes, Beefrave is deep into the spectrum, and this guy is just like, yeah, I can read him. I know what he's doing.
Well,
I think he's an evil piece of shit.
I just want our viewers to like have a sense for how I, you know, how because like the way you make him out, he sounds like you start to sound like Beefrave. You're describing Beefrave and not Doug.
Well, let's
you
describe
know?
Beefrave because.
That's a good that do it yeah
yeah because
for sure.
When we're talking about people that follow a certain pattern, yes, Doug has these you see Doug, you see his pattern. Talking to the listeners,
yeah, I don't think that's controversial,
but
everybody can kind of
okay
yeah,
but
figure that
if you want to go down that road and see like where do these patterns come from, how bad does it get, what how bad could it be, how dangerous could it be, you come into people like Beefrave, who really muscled his way into the radio program and as an editor on the website. And, you know, and I was too young and naive to question, oh, he must just like really like us. He must just want to be really close to us. And yeah, so he made himself a colossal pain in the ass. He would take over the episodes. We had to go back and delete all his episodes, but not before he personally could log into the Blog Talk Radio platform and delete them ahead of us. So I had to call Blog Talk, and she was like, she knew, dude. She was like, let me guess. You fired one of the co-hosts, and he went in and deleted it. I was like, yes. Yes, that's exactly what happened. She goes, we see it all the time. And she just restored it.
That's probably what she does every day.
Yeah.
And he deleted the Chronicle. And the fact that he went for our server, too.
Yes, he deleted the Chronicle.
Man. But that whole stuff right there, to explain it to the viewers, you should probably, if you really want to see about this guy, this kind of like the creepiest guy we've ever come across in all of our time
online right now.
And to the point that, yeah, you deleted all his podcasts. Do we still have a copy of them at least? Because I was like curious.
I have two sets. I have the pre-brave and I have the post.
I want it.
Set.
You have them?
Yeah, I've got both. I've got two versions of the complete library. One is just absent him.
Well, this, I mean, that you can't really, you know.
Oh, dude, if you go back and hear
as
that
much
shit,
as you would like, as much as I would like to erase all memory of this guy, we can't. But
it was very important that we did.
There are other guys who have really tripped my trigger over the years. And times where a horrible betrayal online or something, some stuff like that. And Doug just wants to go along to get along, fuck around in his fucking garage, get free money off the internet.
Yeah.
And
he's living the deadbeat dream.
And if you are along with him and patting him on the back and doing, you know, the whole time, you may find yourself like his ex-wife.
Yeah,
you may
find yourself at the charity foundation.
Yeah, you know, I mean, and I don't think it's, you know, like, I just hear that stuff about how, oh, you know, painting him as some evil guy, right?
I think he's a piece of shit.
And I maintain that Doug is a piece of shit. Like,
I don't think he's evil, like, but I think he's a piece of shit.
Yeah. That's okay. See, now that's really where I'm going with this. That's really where I was going. He's a piece of shit, but he's not crazy evil.
No.
I kind of want him to be a villain just because he's like bald and looks the part and isn't very good. Like, he tries to tell jokes and they just come off as sinister, like his brain damage thing that was supposed to be funny to him, and it's just sinister, right? You know,
just mean spirited,
like that's, yeah. So I mean, that's where I am with him, and I know some people disagree, and I know some people like go in on him just as part of like shit posting and all that. I don't know all this rest of this stuff and how we got off on the beef rave tangent, but I think
I remember because I was paying attention to you
to bring that out and just kind of revisit that when we're on the topic of these kind of people, right?
Well, let's complete that.
I think that's what you mean by these kind of people. It's the zero to beef rave scale, right?
But let's be a little bit more specific about beef rave and bring it full circle. King Cobra, we love Josh JFC King Cobra here, even if he did like decapitate a sex doll. I think that's a victimless crime. And so Jesus. This fucker Beef Rave that was he was on our show. He fucking muscled his way and deleted the Chronicle. 8 or 10 years later, like Billy said, he's suddenly in the Cobraverse, like fucking with Josh. Because he identified
telling him the same lies,
yeah,
doing the same thing. Get it? He was days away from taking over the King Cobra JFS account as it exists on YouTube now, and 100% it would have been deleted if not for Courtney Neat. And some Cobro coming through and being like, yo, I heard that guy lives at home and is gay or something, and his wife pays for everything. And Cobro was like, no, man, that's totally whack. It ain't even his money. Are you serious? He's like, that's how they talked Cobra out of the Chaz situation, is by just telling him that he's like a cuck or something.
Yeah.
Telling him, which is so dumb, yeah. But it worked. And the spell was broken like that.
I love that.
Dumb, but it works.
You know,
you got to watch that video. It's epic. And
let me tell you, I don't have the stomach for that. I can't watch somebody do that. But I was going to say, let me tell you how I woke up to Beef Rave, because you knew it immediately. I woke up to Beef Rave because you quit the website. You quit the website and the show. And I was talking to Tyler Bass, who was also somebody who asked to be forgotten by the Chronicle after quitting. I was talking to Tyler Bass. I was like, dude, I don't know what to do. I just don't understand it. I was busy with college and shit, too, so I didn't really notice the subtle shit, or not so subtle shit, even. And I said, I don't know what to do. Bill quit the show. I don't get it. And Tyler said, fire Beef Rave. And I was like, oh, yeah, of course, duh. And so the very next thing, I was just like, yeah, fuck you. You're gone. You're done. You're out. I didn't
man,
even...
Something's just off about him from the start, man. He would call me and just talk for like... And the things he would say would be like to try to, you know, be hurtful things he would try to say to me. And, you know, it's like, dude, you know, yeah. I would look at him like, what does this guy think he is?
Who does he think he's talking to?
Yeah, who does he think that I think he is? Because, like, in his mind, he thinks he's, like, some hotshot, and everybody's going to treat him like a king. And I'm looking at him like, well, this guy is nothing. He's got nothing to say. He can sound like he's saying something, but I know he's not saying shit.
It's just a bunch of loud, obnoxious bullshit.
I was so fucking embarrassed watching fucking, like, him and Eric's show one day, and they're doing the jokes that I heard him, like, yes. Egging us on to say yep. on the show. I was like, holy shit, we yep. don't tell jokes off at Tim and Eric.
Yeah, it's because, I mean, like, for two reasons, because everybody's seen it, and also it's like not funny in the context of like how we do things. That's just not the style that we do.
I mean, I like the silly cringe stuff as good as anyone.
But we don't go, beep, boop, pepperoni pizza.
No. But yeah, he's one of these people, and since we're going to talk about these people, you know, that's how... That's the great fucking that guy, man. The worst I've ever met on the internet. I was, you know, if anyone ever asked me, oh, what's the worst, most craziest person you ever met on the internet? Dude,
be afraid.
I got a 2-hour documentary for you on King Cobra.
How he
JFS
manipulated our boy King Cobra. That's something that I think we could commiserate with Josh over if we could like get that to him.
I think that he wants to talk about Beef. I don't think he would mind talking about Beef Rave, but all he would say is, oh, yeah, that guy's a cuck. Got all his money from his woman.
Yeah, but, you know, we could tell him our story, and that would be fun for us. And then to hear what Josh said about our story would be awesome.
Listen, here's the thing about talking to Josh, and I've noticed this in any interview or podcast situation. He doesn't have a proper headset or a microphone set up. So he has to use push to talk, and his seat is about 5-6 feet away right. from his push to talk button.
Yeah, he's pushing
so
it with his toe.
He just sits there and nods the whole time. And it's possibly the worst interview subject I've ever seen in my whole life. But
if
that doesn't.
Here's how I would interview him.
I would
ask him a question.
I would talk to Courtney Neat about Beef Rave, because she is one of the people who was warning him about it. Beef Rave from the beginning.
Wait, who?
And she also, Courtney Neat.
Oh, okay.
She is a Girl World YouTuber. And Girl World is Chantel, who we interviewed last time, Messica. Also, Now comes out of Girl World. There's other ones, Amberlynn Reed, etc. Girl World is where I actually wrote, this is a good place for me to plug my song.
Girl World is
a world of harmful validation. Doing something that's going to kill you, horribly dangerous, unhealthy, whatever, they'll validate you. That's Girl World. It doesn't matter if you're dying, you're hot, baby.
It's like the eating disorder Tumblr.
They'll call it death fats on kiwi farms. That's a really rude way to put it, but it's like, that's what Girl World is. And in a way, that's what Cobra is. You know, people are just feeding into his alcoholism and, you know, oh, give us another drink review and we'll send you a fifth of vodka, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of sad.
So I guess that's kind of like a validation of harmful activities. And that's a thing I see a lot in our culture. And I wrote a little song about it. It's on my, we can plug it later. You know, you'll see it on my Twitter, whatever.
We can't plug it now.
I recorded it and everything today.
It's not ready.
But Courtney, no, it's out there. Courtney,
well, why don't we play it? Why talk about it? Why don't we actually play it on the show?
Well, if you're going to play it, play it at the end. I don't want to have
to. How do I get to it?
Answer to it. I don't have to want to answer to it at the end.
Is it on YouTube?
Oh, it's on my SoundCloud. See it on my Twitter.
SoundCloud? I didn't know you had a SoundCloud.
Yeah, I got my whole album on there.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's a great album. What's the...
Post that right now for you.
You didn't post it?
Not on my Twitter, no.
All right.
Yeah, Harmful Validation. There's the new song.
Is there a music video for
today.
It?
There isn't. No, I recorded it. You think I made a music video for it too? Fuck. I wrote it, recorded it, filmed a music video at the same time. Hell no.
All right. I'm going to find you. I follow you on Twitter.
There we go. Harmful. I'll post it on Blue Sky. Blue Sky is the dumbest website ever. There's nothing there.
That's kind of what's nice about it.
What is nice about nothing? I mean,
Oh, Gup is listening.
I want to see some shit and troll some people and talk to people and post. And well, all here's, I see are people
Gup is
who
on
are
Blue
like,
Sky. Gup is listening. He's on Blue Sky.
Oh, Gup is cool. He's on Twitter, too. So I only talk to Gup on Twitter.
Here we
Gup
go.
Gup is a man.
Oh, this
is
nice.
Gup Nation.
Harmful validation. My vice is far a virtue. I'm morbidly obese, feeling sexy in my curves. Self-medicate with fentanyl, self-care with something worse. There's always something worse. Harmful validation. My vices are all virtue. I was processing emotions. OCD, autistic, and what's more, neurodivergent, that's the term for my cool kids TikTok club, for the cool kids TikTok club. Well, some might say I'm judgy, but I'm easy on myself. This cross I bear's my one true sin, so cut a little slack. Maybe even pat my back. Well, harmful validation. My vices are all virtue. I was processing emotions. Sorry, I hurt you. I'm madder than Karen when I go out to eat. Carry my pistol out. My right to exercise my right. Harmful validation. My vices are all virtue. I was processing emotion, so I'm sorry I hurt you. Harmful validation. My vices are all virtue. I'm processing emotion.
I love the percussion on that, too.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it was, I don't know, kind of a mess, but I don't know.
It sounded, dude, it sounded like Doug slapping on that old vinyl fucking futon.
Oh, I like to watch that video and repeat. I think if you stick that at the bottom of a TikTok video, people will just be entranced. You know how they do that thing where they show little video games going on?
Yeah, right. That's I always wondered why they did that. It's like, so you can have something else in the video. If the main video is boring, well, there's a little game going down here. What's going on there? Mario Kart going around a track.
Bing, 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 bing. Oh, look, he's got all the stars. Wow.
Toxie likes the line about vices as virtue. I like the line about exercising my rights. Billy spells that E-X-O-R, sizing my rights as a way of like...
Those aren't even the good line. The good line was... The cross I bears the one true sin. And then
I thought that was kind of gay.
You don't like that? And no, then I like he says
no, not in a bad way. Why is gay bad? Jesus.
And then the character's like cut a little slack, or maybe pat me on the back. You don't like that song?
Yeah, it's great. I thought you didn't want to answer to it, and now you're like explaining it to everyone.
Yeah, well, you caught me.
But I'm trying to turn this ugly dog off, and there it is. Looks, it's like some people are marching up onto a... Oh, it's the Chinese dragon thing that they do. Somebody sent that to Doug, like, look what we did today. We did Chinese dragon. Nobody did that. That's just a video. What sound does he play to that Chinese dragon?
That's what I meant to be.
What a piece of shit. He doesn't have YouTube anymore. He was trying to send a sex tape to his girlfriend, the one that he loves, who deserves a sex tape, and not the one that he pigeonholed into the charity foundation chest. He keeps her in the chest. That's the charity.
The sea chest, yeah.
Betsy lives in my sea chest. I can open that anytime I want and take her out, but for right now I have Carol. Carol, I really, really love. Not like Betsy at the Sea Chest Foundation. We're just more old friends, you know? She gets it. And Betsy's like, her soul is leaving her body. As she hears him say this to an audience, to his girlfriend.
Yeah, it must be really hurtful. I really feel bad for her. I really feel sad. She's just trying to do a good thing and help out what should have been a good project, just like everybody else. And, well, she got in on the project, and now look at where it got her. Sad, really.
Yeah. Sad. It makes me sad when Seeker goes away. I wish he was still here using me. This is him.
Betsy didn't do all that much work on the boat, to be honest. She was good at sailing, sewing up the sails, but past that, she was mostly just to help with the merchandising and business side of things, I thought.
Yeah.
This is the first Seeker video ever.
Side of it.
Yeah, this was the first Seeker video ever right here where he's getting the metal loaded up.
Building the fucking sales is not important. Running his business is everything to this fucker. So that he can go play on a fucking boat. Mommy run the business. Yeah, this is the very first fucking... Seeker. We still have George Graves, who every time I talk in that hateful tone, George Graves has something in the chat to say. The tone of the project changed a lot when she came around. You don't say, George, that the real girlfriend showing up changed the tone. The chosen one. His pet. Yeah, man. You could say it changed. And dude, he's like a little kid dragging some fucking toy that he doesn't care about behind him. Doesn't care what pieces of it fall off, where it goes, what happens to it. Has no recognition even of the value of anything that he's just pissing away. And there went his YouTube channel. When did this video come out where he says it's going to be Patreon and TikTok? What was that?
That was when he got banned from YouTube, right?
Yeah, but what day did he just publish the one that we watched all day? What was that?
That was last week.
Okay, so it's about a week old.
Yeah, it's been a little while. The news broke. Everybody knows about it now who does know, except for everyone on YouTube. People in YouTube are all just like, what happened? What happened? What happened? And there's no answer on YouTube. I was hoping we could post this as an answer for them on YouTube, but apparently we're boycotting Google or something.
Well,
I don't know about that.
I already funny thing about my YouTube account is it was going great for a while, but I had this video file and it was too big and I didn't want to put it on Pornhub, so I thought YouTube, it's right there. I already
have
an account.
That's what happens. That's what happens.
And I'm sorry.
You know, it's happened to the best of us.
You know what really happened to Google? I said it in the intro to the program. Google will not do business with me.
I remember all that, but I mean, I just wanted to put an answer out there for everyone on YouTube and to maybe send them back to our podcast.
Well, if you're watching this as a video, it's because it's on Kilgore's YouTube right now or something.
We're going to have to cut a lot of it out here because a lot of this stuff is kind of a wild tangent.
Well, you can tell me after the show what details I have to cut, and I'll do that.
Oh, I could, if you want, you know, we don't need to plan the YouTube video while we're making it, to be honest. That's a...
Well, you can, I mean, you cut it whatever way, and there's a podcast going to come out. Because I'll put the podcast out. Hey.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a hell of a show.
You go ahead and put everything on out there. I mean, it's out there now.
Goodness gracious me.
It's fucked. It's fucked.
Listen, dude, don't make me have to cut this out, too. Because all I had to do was go back and just cut that out because 11 people saw it. I think that nothing we said tonight put Betsy in a negative light. She's the star of the show as far
as
I'm concerned.
You know, honestly, I like Betsy. And although there is the fan reactions, which George just mentioned one. Some of the fans and their reactions to Doug's channel shutting down. Number one, they blame the trolls. Number two, apparently he's coming out with a feature film and he's got to delete the YouTube for copyright purposes or something.
Like the Norm MacDonald podcast when Netflix bought it.
Yeah, so there's wild like conspiracy theories out there too. We could have gone into those, but you know.
Oh, well, that might be the most plausible thing. If there's some money involved, because Netflix is scraping the barrel, dude. You saw that fucking thing I appeared in. They're more than happy to buy up the whole YouTube channel.
Give yourself a little more credit because this whole internet culture shit, they're even doing it on NPR now, dude.
Yeah, they're trying to compete with Hate Radio, and that's why we came back. We heard about the NPR thing, and I was like, nope, I got a story. Mm-hmm. You got a story. We're going in. They can't have it.
That's right.
But you put on a hell of a show for the people tonight, Bill. I got to hand it to you.
Good, man. I feel passionate about everything I put my effort into. So, don't take it, don't get upset or anything.
Well, it would mean a lot to me if you went and fucked yourself.
Let's tell that to the audience. They're the ones who deserve it.
Tell that to Doug, who's fucking everything on the boat. Radio Hate is brought to you by Liebel Joker Incorporated, Raleigh T. Sakers, The Internet Chronicle Video Game, Lolcow on royalroad.com. Check it out. Don't read the synopsis. Jump straight into the book. Jump straight into my ass. Jump straight onto my cock. And fuck yourself with it, because I'm done. And I can't believe we did another show for these fucking people, but maybe I'm the dumbass. Maybe I'm the Homer Simpson in this story. Don't know why you went away. Thought that you had come to stay. What'll I do from now on? Can't be the way I was before. Even though life might
grasp of my heart, you know.